There's old friends that I reconnected with from way back when I was in bands and things like that. And they're like, no, we're cool with it. We're cool with it. So anyway, you're in New Orleans and you're transitioning. What club do you dance in down at the Quarter? I'm like, no, it's not like that. We try to just put on a normal face. And when we're talking to groups of people, we say, we're just the women in Walmart standing in front of you buying a shower curtain, you know? We're not trying to make any big statement. We just want to live our lives, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's part of one of the reasons why we felt like we could go ahead and be life partners, even though sometimes we get questioned as being a lesbian couple. But for some reason, not necessarily it's because it's New Orleans, but because when women are partnered together, it's not so unusual. A lot of times they'll be roommates or, you know, family members, two old aunts would live together. And so you can kind of fit into the world situation without any problem. And personally, I've never had any challenges or I've never been face-to-face with somebody that was criticizing me. And outside a few members of my own immediate family, really been pretty well accepted. How about?
Yeah, I've had the same experience, and I love it that way. That's what I intended to do. I don't like to be in people's faces and anything like that. I want to show that I can blend in with society, and that's all I set out to do. I didn't want to be different. I felt I was different enough from the get-go and had to deal with that. And I just wanted to go on with my life and be able to go out, you know, drive down the street, buy some groceries, be active in church if that's what you're into. Go with other people, bowling, whatever you want to do, but just do it as yourself and not have people staring at you or asking you insensitive questions, which is what it always ends up being, is very insensitive.
Well, people have a curiosity,
well,
you know.
Of course
you can,
they do.
And they're going to ask questions, you know, if anybody ever hears this, they want to go, well, golly, have you had the operation? Have, you know, how do you have sex? Does your family accept you? All these things that come our direction. And it's really a situation you have to learn to be very tolerant. And when DJ and I decided to become activists, we decided also to try to be a gentle force that would instruct people of what being transgender is all about. And that's why, you know, we kind of brought it up already, that it's not anything that we want, that, it, you know, we feel like we were born this way. And I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, to tell you the truth. Some people say that we're actually a third sex, and I disagree, or third gender. I disagree with that, but what do you feel? What do you feel about that?
To be honest, the hardest part of my entire transition, I will say, has been the socialization.
Right.
Learning to do everything in a different way. And like you always say, as soon as you become a woman, you instantly lose 40 IQ points. That's how the world looks at you. The perceptions of you all of a sudden change. And I've had males say, why would you want to give up being a male? You have privilege. Well, yeah, I know. But that's a societal thing. And I'm not doing this because of that. It's not going to change my mind, you know. We do what we feel we need to do. And there's other concerns about that. We don't just reach a point where we feel we need to transition so much as also we feel that it's either that or the suicide starts coming into play, and you start looking at the gun on the nightstand next to the bed, and you realize I'm in a bad place, and I've got to do something. And if this is what it is, I didn't want to do this. This ain't what I wanted to happen,
and
but
I'll
it did.
Go on record here. You know, I kind of hesitate, but I think it's okay. DJ talked me out of suicide one time, and still has the bullet in her purse, I think.
Yes, I do.
Then I mailed it to you. Mm-hmm. So it's a serious business. You know, one of the things that I think brought me to this point here, talking to you across the table and recording this conversation, is to tell you, I am so glad you're in my life. And I'm so glad we met. And it was so iffy. So happenstance that it all came about. It just floors me. And I do love you and always will.
Yeah, you leave me at a loss for words, except that I love you too.
I love you back. I guess that's the end of the conversation.